There are some who think that union with God is not possible in this life. We're not talking about something physical here, but deep calling to deep. Spiritual union where two wills are united in common purpose and thought. I and my Father are one. I promised you to one bridegroom, to Christ. The moment we receive Jesus, we receive all we need to live and enjoy the Christian life. Jesus in us is the fullness of God. We are in him, he is in us, and he is in the Father. Double wrapped. The journey has just begun. The journey to complete possession. His of you. I am my beloved's, and his desire is towards me. So says the maiden at the end of the Song of Songs. She's come on a journey into the heart of the beloved. She started out declaring that she possessed him. My beloved is mine and I'm his. She ends knowing she belongs to him and no other. She's dropped her claim to possess him and allows him to possess her completely. No wonder we see the parallel of marriage so often in Scripture. The two shall become one. That is what God's after, that two shall become one. You melded into one, him. Where does he start and where do you end? You have walked into the glory and been swallowed up in the brilliance. No longer two lives to be lived, but one, his, through you. And you are more than content to have it so. Someone asked Georgian Banoff when he was speaking what he was speaking on one evening, and he was heard to say, I don't know, I'm a dead man. No more opinions, all is him, seeing as he sees, speaking what he wants to say. That sounds familiar, John 4:34. Of course, that's what it's all about while we're here, doing what the Father wills, on earth as it is in heaven. Can't get away from it. We must be about our Father's business, just the same as Jesus was, and he wasn't referring to his dad being a carpenter. Oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, this is my constant longing and prayer. There's only one way to do it, total consecration. No longer two lives to be lived, but one. The anointing, the indwelling presence, takes everything out of our hands. So question, how are you doing? Questions, you know, are designed to transform your relationship and your walk with the Lord. A good teacher does their job best by questioning the pupils, making them think about what they really know and believe. Questions are designed to transform your understanding of yourself and how you are changing on this journey of discovery. It's not just about your understanding something more about Jesus. You have to see yourself in a new way, the way he sees you, which is brilliant. That's how he sees you. So how's it working out for you? How do you see yourself now compared to when we started this journey? How do you see and relate to him now? I'll leave you with that one. Take your time.